Oh, my gracious. Oh, my soul. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell. So very glad you are joining me on this Friday, September 29th. Yes, I'm holding a microphone today, and I'm not with my wireless because you know what? What a week. Oh, sweet baby Jesus, what a week. Between Puerto Rico and the presidency and just everything going on in the country, this tax plan that he wants to unveil so he can cut the taxes on the rich by trillions, because in a country that's failing, that's what we need is tax relief. I'm serious. In a country that's going as down the tubes as the tubes could be, that's what we need, people paying less money. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what we need. So we'll see what's going on here in the world today. My Wirecast doesn't appear to be working. I don't know why. The video appears to be black. I don't know what's going on. Why is my video black? I don't know. But hey, I'm trying. I'm trying to get it going here. So let's see what Wirecast is doing. Are y'all seeing a video? I don't see a video. If you're seeing a video, great. I don't see a video. So we'll see what happens there. It says the live is live, and it's not. So I'm hoping it is. I'm hoping the live is live. I'm hoping that you are seeing a video. But I don't know. I never know. I never know what's going on. I don't. I really don't. With Wirecast these days, I don't know what's going on. But I'm told on Facebook it's going on, so good. Well, I'm going to recreate my walk from yesterday. If you haven't heard from yesterday, go listen. On my TV show, Life in Segments, today. So I'm going to be up and around Long Beach. And that's pretty interesting. Are you ready for coming up here, Miss Ember? Are you coming on in? Come on, my co-host, my beautiful 11.5-pound co-host. Here she is, the best co-host ever in the world. Whoops. Almost dropped my co-host. And what a week. What a week. I got to tell you, I switched to a plant-based diet this week. That was something. And it still is. And I feel great. And I haven't taken an atrial fibrillation pill in 3 days, and I haven't had atrial fibrillation in 3 days. That's an interesting comment on the medical industry. I'm not saying y'all should do that if you have AFib, but I read that AFib begats AFib, and AFib medicines can begot AFib, so I stopped the AFib medicine, and my AFib stopped. Great. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how long that goes. Went to the Queen Mary Dark Harbor last night. Ooh, boo-boo, scary. Go check out my Instagram. I'm telling you, that place has the market cornered on Halloween. I mean, it's really an extravaganza now. It's worth flying into town for. I mean, it's just now like an acre or two of scares and ghouls. And every time someone said, are you going to go into the mazes? I said, no. They said, why? I said, Donald Trump has been president for almost a year. I'm frightened enough. I do not need ghouls to scare me. There are many ghouls on television, like people in the Department of Homeland Security or whatever it is saying how wonderful our response in Puerto Rico has been. Yeah, that's the, yeah, great. Yeah, it's a positive news story, they said. Yeah, that and genocide, I would say, are, you know, two really upbeat stories. So that is in the news, the ridiculousness of letting Puerto Rico die, and we are. It's because they're brown. Let's be real. Donald Trump hates brown people. He just hates them. Does not like brown people. So, hi, Melanie Hines, who hasn't been here forever due to nonstop working. You better work. Work it, girl. That's right. You better. So what a week. You know, I wanted to share with you something today. It's a dream I had last night. I'm not making this up. It's amazing how when you finally make a decision, your body, your mind, your life gives you permission to do it. You know, it's funny, Thea and I we have a song that Thea wrote that I've always wanted to record. And we've tried it, and it just didn't work. And you know, but the song is called Lost in a Dream. And the lyric is, last night in a dream, I could not believe that I was seen. Last night in a dream, Andrew Howard came to me. Now, I don't believe in the afterlife, and I don't believe in ghosts, and I don't believe in visitations, but my brain gave me Andrew Howard last night, my late husband who I bought this house with. When you go to my Instagram or you go watch my video from yesterday, I can't abide that, okay? I can't abide living around that filth. I can't abide living in a city that allows what is going on in my city to be going on. Now, I can't leave the country right now. I don't have the money, okay? Plus, I need to be in entertainment and work. And so I can't leave the country. As much as I want to go to Vancouver, at this moment in time, I don't have those resources. I can move to Las Vegas. Will I like it? Maybe not, but it's what I can afford. And when I say afford, it means even if my expenses are $1,000 a month, at least I can cover those. The expenses here are double that, and I can't cover those by myself. So I went on that walk yesterday, and I came home and said, I honestly have to leave my house. I can't stay in a neighborhood that allows all of this to happen. I just can't. I can't do it. So when you make that kind of decision, it's life-changing. It'll be 20 years that I've lived here, okay? So last night in my dream, I had the same dream about Andrew that I've had once before in the recent past. I don't dream about him that much. But it's that we're not together. He's always someplace other than where I am, and I go to him. And in that room that he's in, he's surrounded by me, my handwriting, photos of us, things that I love. So we're not together, but where he is, he's surrounded by me, which is interesting. And we always want to get back together in the dream, but we can't. There's something separating us or keeping us apart. I'm quite sure that's death. That's my brain, you know, dealing with death. But last night in my dream, Andrew told me it was time for both him and me to move on, and that couldn't happen if I still lived here. That's what he told me in my dream, that he and I need to move on and that I can't do it here. That was so profoundly powerful, I woke up in tears. I'm surprised I'm not crying about it right now, because to me, it was Andrew giving me permission to go. It was him saying, sell the house, Chuck. Get rid of it. You know, move on. Get out of the neighborhood. Go. Now, that permission that my brain was giving me was really my permission, but it was so powerful that I woke up and a realtor is coming Sunday. And it's not going to be a quick process. It will probably be a 4 or 5 month process. But I'm starting the process. I'm going to leave Long Beach. I can't do it anymore. I won't do it anymore. I can't afford to live where it's nicer. And even there, you still have to, you know, go through what you guys live in the Bay Area, you know, or you live in another city where you know that, even the people that live in the rich neighborhoods have to deal if there is this problem. So last night, my brain, in the guise of Andrew Howard, gave me permission to leave, to go. And that's powerful because my city is turning into a third world city, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. I'm tired of seeing poor people. I'm tired of feeling poor. I'm tired of seeing homeless every day. I'm tired of trash in my alley. I'm tired of this morning when I went to the barber, I passed so much trash and filth just in my alley. And, you know, there was a homeless person by the barber shop. And I saw this. I'm sick of it. I am ready to throw every homeless person into a chipper and grind them up into mulch. I am not making that up. I am sick of them. As far as I'm concerned, they're Soylent Green. They're not people anymore. And when you start seeing human beings as not people, you've got to go. You got to get out. You got to move. Okay? Because they are people. You know? They are people. You know? And I have to move forward. I have to. Free Speech TV is going to say yes to a weekly TV show. I know they are. They already said, you know, we'd love to have Life in Segments continue. And if you want to do 44 episodes, then do them, you know? So I'm going to do weekends. I'm going to be a weekend talk show host again because that's what I've been for 20 years. I'm leaving Monday through Friday probably over the next 4 to 5 months. But I won't be leaving Monday through Friday because the weekend show will be a weekend show, which I will then chop up and deliver Monday through Friday. My Patreon subscribers will see it live on the weekend. The other people will get it free Monday through Friday. And that's where it's going to be. That's the change I need. Weekly television, weekly radio, even though it'll be heard every day. So I'll still be there every day for you. I'll just be doing it on the weekends. And that's the way it's going to be. But I don't know how long, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. I don't know how that, when that change is going to happen, but it's going to happen. And it's going to happen because it's time. It's time for a change for all of us. You know, Donald Trump has us just thinking that change is impossible and that positivity is impossible. And I mean, look at Puerto Rico. He thinks getting stuff to the dock is enough. No, it's got to get to the people. He's an idiot and a moron. He's a mean-spirited, racist bigot. And we keep expecting him to be something else. Well, he's not. You know? He's not. And the sad part is he's never going to be. So we got to take care of ourselves. That's what we have to do. We have to take care of our own mental health, our own wellness. You know, by the way, I got the insurance company got charged $19,000 for my head CT, my gut CT, and a chest X-ray. They paid $4,000. The company wrote the other off. Why, if you're paying cash, won't they do that? If I were a cash patient, they would have charged the full $19,000. That should be illegal. You should get the same price as Medicare. Why don't, if you want to pay cash for something, why can't you pay the same price as your insurance company or Medicare? See, every system is broken right now. Every single system in our country is broken. So we have to just survive it. We have to leave it or survive it. Those are our options. And if surviving it is what I have to do, I don't want to do it in Long Beach anymore. Our mayor is a disgrace. My city council person is a disgrace. My second district is a disgrace. My city has turned into a disgrace. I'm tired of feeling bad about my city. I'm tired of feeling poor. I'm tired of feeling stressed. I'm a happy, fun person. Look at me. I feel better than I weighed 224 this morning. 224. I've gone down 10 pounds in 3 weeks. You know what? I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. And I'm tired of my city taking that from me. I'm tired of my president taking that from me. You know, I'm tired of everybody out there trying to take it from us. We have to reclaim it. We have to. Because either we leave the country, and if you can afford to leave America, do so. We are a failing state. If you can't, find a place that's failing less and that you'll be happy in until you can leave the country. You know, that, and that's what we have to do. Survive until we can leave. You know, when I say The Carell Show needs you, I'm not joking. We are supported through Patreon. Patreon is this great website where you can go and you can pledge however much per month to the show that you feel we deserve. $4.99 is recommended, but you can give more. Go to reallycarell.com and just click. The best TV show available is now available to binge watch. That's right. Life in Segments, season 1, 2, and 3 are all available on demand at lifeinsegments.com. Go there now. All money raised, by the way, supports the show. You know I need some help. 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 But my pocket's starving. Help. My kid needs a checkup. When I was younger and Republicans ruled the day, I understood why nobody helped in any way. But then those days were gone and the Dems were in control. Yet single payer said,
yeah, right.
And surely cause you can, I'm feeling down. And going bankrupt when you're sick just makes you frown. Oh my God. You know, I did that song a few years back. It's still more relevant than ever, isn't it? It is the Carell Cast. I am Carell. Welcome to, as we look back on, what a week. We have had the president ignore a crisis in Puerto Rico, our territory, okay? We found out that Jared Kushner and his wife Ivanka are filthy felons who should be jailed, if nothing more, for hypocrisy. They both set up private email servers. They both used them, and Jared didn't disclose it to Congress. He's an effing criminal liar and hypocrite. They should be in jail. They won't be, and if anyone tries to, the pardoner-in-chief will, of course, pardon them. But they should be in jail. They should be charged. They won't be, as I said, but they should be. What a week. I mean, look at the week we've had. How can we even digest the NFL rebellion against the president calling protesters sons of bitches, the entire nation turning against people because they're exercising their legal right to protest. You know? Meanwhile, what are they worried about? Getting out of Cuba. There's unexplained health problems. They want to get out. Really? There's flesh-eating bacteria in Houston. You're not closing the embassies there. Meanwhile, the Senate unveils a budget allowing $1.5 trillion, $1.5 trillion in tax cuts, mostly for the rich. Because at a time when we need a national salary, at a time when we need single-payer health care, the thing to do is to cut taxes. We're a failed state. And we all need to leave. But if you can't, if you don't want to, or if you can't, then we need to find a place that we're happiest in. We need to go to our happy place. Where is my happy place? Is it Vegas? No. I won't be miserable there, but I'm not going to be joyous for the first time. I'm going to be scared. I'm terrified. I'm going to be alone. I have friends out there, but no one's moving in with me. Steve said if he moved to Vegas, he's going to move into his own place because it's so cheap. Ember and I will be on our own, and that's scary. In a new city, by myself. You guys will be with me, of course, so that'll be fun. But it's going to be terrifying, and you're going to have to live through it with me because it's going to be fun. It's going to be scary. Selling my house is going to be scary. I've never sold a house before. I bought one. I never sold one. So all of this, I look ahead, and I see great change. And I'm terrified, which tells me it's the right thing to do. When you look ahead, do you see great change for the better? I'm being serious with y'all today. When you look forward, do you see great change for the better? If not, change your life. Change your life. You know, because we're getting too old. I'm 55. I've not made a movie. How am I going to make a movie? How am I going to film more things if all I'm doing is struggling to live in Long Beach? Remember my Blue Line ride the other day that I told you about? Yesterday, the Blue Line dragged a teenager and almost killed him. Can we imagine? Can my brother and I go? Kev, sure, come to Vegas, Kev. Why not? Let's just make it a big migration. Let's just get out of wherever we're at. I'm sick of where I'm at. I'm sick of filth. I'm sick of home. I'm so sick of homeless. Isn't that horrible? I am sick of homeless people. You know, I am. I'm just sick of them. I want to put them in a wood. I just literally want to put them in a wood chipper. I know that's horrible, but it's like I'm sick of them pooping and peeing everywhere. I'm sick of hepatitis A. I'm sick of seeing them. Well, tell your city to do something. I have. My city just got $14 million to help them. What are they doing? Nothing so far. You know, so I'm just, are y'all sick of it? What are y'all sick of? What is the one thing that you don't want to utter that you're just sick of? That you would never say in public because you know it's just politically incorrect to say. What are you sick of? I'm sick of the GOP. I really wish a virus would just take them all out in terms of make them so sick they could not legislate. You know, make them just, I don't know what, not be able to, something. Just get them all out of office. Just all of them. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of the GOP. I'm sick of their rules. I'm sick of their tax cuts for the rich. I'm sick of them not caring about us. I am sick of the GOP. Just sick. Sick of their president. Sick of everything about them. I am just nauseated by the GOP. What nauseates you right now? Be honest. Go to my chat room at Really Carell or put it at Facebook, really at facebook.com, Real Carell. What is the one thing you really didn't want to say out loud, but if you had to say, you know, the one thing that bothers me the most right now is blank. What is it? For me, it's the GOP. I'm sick of them. They're not solving any problems. They're not helping Americans. I'm sick of them. I'm just sick. And I'm sick of Trump supporters. I'm sick of these people who think that, you know, if you kneel on one knee to protest something, you're evil. No. If you object to the people kneeling, I want you guys to leave the country. If you object to these people kneeling, then you get the hell out because you're the problem. I'd like to believe my podcast is worth at least a quarter. So how about you go to my website, reallycarell.com. That's reallycarell.com and join Patreon right there. And every month you can give us $4.99 for the Carell Cast. Buy a podcast, damn you. I agree with Randy Rhodes. Buy one. Mine. All of me. One app for all of me. Just download the app. It's free, you see. And then you'll get all of me. Hey, I've been watching CSI. I feel very Vegas. What can I say?
Again.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's up with these guys?
That's another thing
really
I'm sick of. I am
well,
sick of people who are the problem,
fine.
Telling everyone else they're the problem.
Things, then.
Well, I know they...
It is the Crowdcast. I am Carell. Charles Raymond, Carell Boulay, thank you for all of your donations and support. Continue it at reallycarell.com. Yeah, I'm sick of people who are, you know, go on TV and defend Donald Trump. I think they should be smacked in the face with a hammer or something. To not rubber hammer, but something, you know, one of those, when I say rubber, I mean the inflatable ones, you know, like the kids play with. The newscasters should have a giant inflatable hammer, you know, one of the ones the kids, you know, like a floating device. And when someone's being an idiot, they should just pop them in the head with a inflatable hammer. It won't kill them. It'll just make them look dumb. And I would like to see that. So what are you all nauseated by these days? What nauseates you, okay? What nauseates you? I am sick of people acting like there is no, like they're so effing entitled. Oh, my God. That's really something nowadays. Everybody's entitled and you're not. I can cut you off. I'm the one person that can drive with the phone in my hand. I'm entitled to. I see people all the time driving with the phone in their hands and they think they're the ones who can do it. They're the ones. They can cut you off. They can double park. They can do this. They can do that. I am sick to death of them. Oh, I'm sick to death of people who say they're entitled. I am so done with it. You know? Oh, I can do this. I can do that. But you can't because I'm entitled. Oh, really? You know? Oh, really? It's kind of nauseating. You know? It's kind of nauseating. Someone was at the gas station. Dude wouldn't pull up to the first pump as you were right behind him. Yep, just rude. America's become the rudest nation on the planet. Our people are just so effing rude. Look at the lady who wouldn't give me a seat on the train because she was entitled to have two seats. She didn't like a dog. How dare me ask to sit next to the... Almost said the C word. How dare me think that an empty seat could be filled by me with a back injury? Oh, no. She didn't like a service animal, so she didn't have to give up the seat next to her, which was empty. The entitled witch. I hate that now my mind goes like, I hope she steps off the train and gets hit. That's where my brain now goes. I just want them out of society. I want them gone. And that's bad. You know, that's bad. You shouldn't want, like, homeless people to be ground up into food. You know, you shouldn't. That's not something you should want, okay? So as far as I'm concerned, it's time for me to take a change because it's turning me into someone I'm not. You know, all these entitled a-holes, all of these, just everything. It's just, you know, mean people have... All there are in Washington is mean people now. Who would vote 61 times to take away health care? Who would do that? You know, who would do that? What kind of mean people would vote 61 times to take away health care? I don't even know. I don't know what kind of person would do that. I don't know who these people are in Washington, you know, that would vote 61 times to take away your health care. You know, and a country that used to be known for compassion and caring and we're not known for that anymore. You know, I don't see anybody compassionately caring about anything. Oh, there's some of us, 30%, I don't know, 20%, 40%, whatever. There's some. But the majority just seem not to care about anything except themselves. And I don't like that. You know, I'm not jiggy with that. That's not something that I want to be. You know, and it's turning all of us, I think, into people we don't want to be. And I'm not going to let that happen. You know, I'm not going to let that happen. And I think a change is what will help me change that attitude. New surroundings, not seeing the same thing every day. Look, maybe Vegas is a dump too. Maybe everywhere in America is now a dump. But if I can live in an area that's not, where I don't see it, okay. At least that will help. At least it will help. And I don't know what to do about Donald Trump. I don't know. The Congress won't act. The Senate won't act. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know what it's going to take to impeach him or get rid of him. I don't know anymore. I can't see. And that's why I don't want to talk about that anymore either. I can no longer predict what's going to happen there, because who can say where that's going to end? I don't know. You don't know. Who knows? You know, who can predict where it's going to end? So it's time for a change for all of us. People are so mean. We've got to surround ourselves with goodness, you know? We gotta surround ourselves with, how do I say this? Something better than what we have now. Because, someone pooped in someone's driveway yesterday. Yeah, that's happening everywhere now, isn't it? There's a national crap crisis. I'm not making that up. There appears to be a national crap crisis. People seem to be crapping everywhere these days. What is that? You know, I remember when I was a kid, I believe now they have diagnosed me as having diverticulosis, not itis. But I bet when I was a kid, I had it, because I would have these horrible pains and then I would have to go to the bathroom. And if I were out roller skating or I were out doing something, whatever it might be, I would have to knock on people's doors because there was no public restrooms. And people would let me in to use the bathroom. I can't tell you how many times I've knocked on a stranger's door and said, I'm sorry, I'm roller skating by and I really have to go to the bathroom. Will you please let me go? And they would let me go. You know, I mean, it beat crapping in their yard. I don't understand how a human being that's not an ape, you know, and people say there's no public restrooms. I don't care. I would crap my pants first. I would literally poop my pants before I pulled them down and crapped in someone's driveway. I don't care how badly I had to go. Why? I'm a civilized human being, okay? I am not an ape. I'm not going to crap and then pick it up and throw it at something. Although that would be fun. It would be fun if we all started crapping and then hurling the crap at people. And there's no Department of Human Waste. There's no tax dollars for the Department of Human Waste. None. Zero tax dollars for the Department of Human Waste. Isn't that something? Isn't that just ridiculous? There's departments of everything, but not the Department of Human Waste to go and get rid of human waste. Nope, there's no department of that. By the way, the show might be cut short. We were told there may be a brownout in our area today. I don't know why, but they said between 12 and 2, and it's 12:28. So at any moment, if I just go off the air, it's because of the power outage. I don't have a generator. And so if that happens, just know that we had a great show and it was a great Friday and I'm so glad I'm here with you, you know, but yeah, there might be a power. I mean, it could happen at any minute, like now, or it could not happen at all. So we'll see. I don't know why. I think they're turning it off for, I don't know why they're turning it off. They just got a thing on the door. So between 12 and 2, your power could go out. I'm like, okay, right during my showtime. Thank you, City of Long Beach. We were speaking of brownouts, as they said in the chat room, weren't we? Because really, I think each and every one of you have probably had to deal with human waste in the last year. And why is that? How come in the past year, most of you, including me, have had to deal with someone else's crap? What's that about? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why all of a sudden people feel that it's okay to just crap. You know, they figure, well, the country's gone to crap. Okay, well, I'll just crap here. I mean, what possesses you to just pull your pants down and just let her rip? I can't even do that while camping. I never learned how to poop while squatting, you know? I did it once and I pooped in my pants, meaning I pulled my pants down around my ankle and I tried to do it while camping, but I pooped in my pants. It went right in my pants. So I don't, you know, I don't want to hear about how they don't feel it's okay and there's limited places available. I have never crapped outdoors, and I have been far away from my house many a time. So stop acting like the reason they're crapping in my alley and your alley is because there's no public bathrooms. It's because they're pigs. You know what? It's because they're just pigs. They are mannerless animals. They have turned into feral pigs. Ooh, I said it. I said it. Oh, Ember, I didn't mean to say it, but I said it. They have turned into feral pigs. Ugh. Oh, well. Okay. If the brownout happens, am I going to have air conditioning? No, I will not. I could die. I could die like someone in a nursing home. Isn't that something? Just because there's no air conditioning, it could be 100 in here and I'd die. Oh, there's no public bathrooms. That's why there's a sanitation problem. Bull crap. There's a sanitation problem because humans, you know, we were talking about entitlement. Those homeless people feel entitled to crap where they want. Oh, well, there's no bathroom, so I'll just crap here. That's called entitlement, okay? Instead of saying, oh, I'm going to have to hold it, or I'm going to poop in a bag, or I'm going to pick up after myself. I don't care where you crap, pick it up. Ugh, but no. No, they don't. They just go and they crap. And they crap, and they crap, and they crap. And they don't pick it up. I don't know. Why not? I've never, ever wanted to leave. I don't even leave Ember's poop anywhere. Ember doesn't use a public bathroom. Ember doesn't have, you know, bathrooms to go to. And none of Ember's poop is anywhere. Why? I pick it up. So if I can pick up my dog's poo, maybe, just maybe, they could pick up their own. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, pooping out in public is one thing. But come on, pick it up. McDonald's, Starbucks now limit restroom use to customers. Good. Good. Who wants a homeless person messing up your bathroom? Who wants to go in a bathroom that a homeless person's been in? Oh, Carell, you're being mean. Yep. No, I pick up every bit of Ember's poop. Sometimes if I run out of bags and she goes twice, I use leaves or I go find trash or, you know, something. But I pick up every bit of it. I'm like the Marines. I will leave no poop behind. I wish homeless people would be the same. They would leave no poop behind. Poop is such a problem, we have to do a topic about it on a talk show. This is the era that we live in. Poop is such a problem that we have to do a topic about it on the talk show. That's something. You know? Meanwhile, a woman takes a month-long, four-week European vacation, and she leaves her four kids at home. Who does that? America is now just filled with just, like, who does that? You know? Who leaves their kids at home for 4 weeks while they go to Europe? You know, entitled. Photo shows magnitude of Yosemite's rock fall. That was horrible. Off of El Capitan, a piece of granite the size of an apartment complex just crushed people. You know? Just crushed people. And that's just horrific. Just horrific. All right. I just got word that our power is going off in about 5 minutes. My roommate Steve just came and said they just came to the door and said we have about a five-minute warning. So I have to wrap up here. I have to say we're one segment short today because I have a five-minute warning that our power is going off. And say that I love you, and I will see you on Monday, and I hope that you're all going to be joyous and happy. The show will post a little later because I'm not going to have any power for a while, okay? So I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. I'll see you next week. Have a joyous weekend. We only got one segment short, so that's fine. As long as they didn't, you know, do it at the first segment. So we got almost the entire show. And that's better than not any show at all. By the way, I'm watching The Deuce on HBO. If any of you like gritty, like porn, it's like the birth of the porn industry with James Franco. Really, really good. So if you're looking for a program this weekend, watch The Deuce on HBO. Really, really good. All right, 4 minutes till the power's out. Bye, everybody. See you later. Honey, you might have heard that video killed the radio star. It didn't. It made this one an even bigger one. That's why you got to go every day and watch at reallycarell.com. That's reallycarell.com. Also, facebook.com/reallycarell. Watch me live every day at noon. Are you watching Life in Segments? You should be. Now in its third season. That's right, three seasons on Free Speech TV. You can also watch it every single day at lifeinsegments.com. Life in Segments, the great reality chat show from yours truly. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, Charles Raymond Carell Boulay, found at reallycarell.com, reallykarell.com, where you go and you give money to keep me on the air right now. That's what you do. Amazon killed the shopping mall. Yeah, forget video and the radio star. Now radio stars are on video. But... Amazon killed the... really did. Amazon killed the shopping mall. I was in an alley this morning. All I saw was Amazon boxes. How many of those are there? Really, how many Amazon boxes do you suppose are there in the world right now? Probably more than people. I'm not making that up. There's probably like 10 billion Amazon boxes. It is, what the hell? There's a lot of recycling going on there, I got to tell you. I hope there's a lot of recycling going on there. Do you guys buy from Amazon? Over in the chat room, do you guys buy from Amazon? Any of you are you any of you Amazonians? I think half of the Republican leadership are going to jail. Good for you, Carter, from your mouth to whatever God's ears. I'm convinced Mueller will prosecute Trump. Oh, I don't know. Did you hear yesterday there's a great chance Congress could destroy Mueller's documents? It's within their power to do so. It is. They could destroy his documents and never let them come to light, never let them be seen. Oh, yeah, it could happen. Sometimes you buy from Amazon, Denise. I tend to buy from at least once a week. I just bought mouthwash, body lotion. I bought all kinds of like stuff you would just go to the store for. But why? I go on my app. I put it in my cart. I order. 2 days later, it's at my door for, you know, for free. It's like, why not? And of course, I know the why not. I'm putting people out of work. I'm closing down retail. But retail did this to themselves. Nobody likes the retail experience unless you're rich. Unless you're going to a store that knows how to treat you, where they serve you champagne when you walk in, you don't like going to Walmart. They could redesign those stores all they want to. You still got to hear, Shaniqua! Shaniqua, what aisle are you on, girl? I got your baby! Let me just go on a rant here. Yesterday, I go to the doctor's, the neurologist. He's on the 7th floor. An African-American woman, and I use the term loosely, entered the elevator on her phone. Loudly. Okay? On her phone. And she kept saying, bitch this and bitch that. And so she's in the elevator. Now there's three of us in the elevator. And she's bitch this, bitch that. You a stupid. She said, you a stupid bitch about 6 times. So I looked at her right before I got to my floor. And I said, normally, I would say it's rude for one woman to call another woman that word. But obviously, you two have a lot in common, since I tend to think you're a stupid bitch, too. And I got out of the elevator. Oh, yes. Yep. Then I went into the doctor's office, and three people were texting on their phone with the noise that when you hit the key, plink, you know, the plunk, plunk, plunk noise. After 3 minutes of hearing them text, I said, excuse me, turn your phone to silent, please. And everyone in the waiting room looked at me with gratitude. We got to start calling out these people on their bad behavior. People yelling on cell phones right next to you, you know, in an elevator. Hang up the effing phone, you stupid witch. You know, truly, you're in an elevator, an enclosed space with other people. Oh, and then, you know, I see now why last night when I saw Kingsman, The Golden Circle, the theater now tells you what to do in case of a mass murder attack. Not making this up. For those of you that have not been to a theater recently, it tells you what to do if there is a, quote, disturbance in the theater and you need to get away. It tells you where to go and how far to run. It says run very far from the theater. It says that on the screen with the voice. Should there be a disturbance, find your nearest exit, which may be behind you, and run far away from the theater. That's what it says. It also says, turn your cell phone off, do this, do that. And I said to the screen, I said out loud, since when is AMC, which is a Chinese company, by the way, AMC was bought by the Chinese, since when is AMC my mama? Talking during a movie is disruptive. Please turn off your phone. Please do this. Please do that. Should someone start shooting, run away. If you have to be told that if somebody starts shooting in your theater that you need to run away, you should just sit there like a sitting duck and be shot. Well, Carell, what if they're paralyzed with fear? Well, then they won't remember the little announcement, will they? I mean, truly. And not once did it say, help anybody around you. Not once did it say, should there be an emergency, please make sure that everybody is safe. Nope, just said, go run away. I hate it when they're in the public restroom talking on the phone using speaker, says Carter. Amen. Amen. Uh-huh. Amen, child. I'm going to start hanging up on people. I'm going to get a cell phone jammer soon. I am. I'm going to get one. I swear to God, I'm going to get one. And when someone's around me being weird, I'm just going to jam their frequency, and they're going to be disconnected, and they're going to be looking at their phone like something's wrong, and I'll have it in my bag, and that'll be that. I think we all need that. We all need cell phone jammers. They have them. So if someone's being weird next to you, just jam them up. Oh, hell yes. Hell to the yes. I am Carell. Be who you want to be. Didn't today fly. Be who you want to be, so long it doesn't hurt anybody. My shows used to go by so fast, everyone would be like, Carell are over too quick. That's because I was happy and doing stuff like I was today. So, I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. And I think I'll stick around for your little after show of some kind. Why the hell not? I mean, why not? Have you seen it? Well, you should. HiTheSeries.com. HiTheSeries.com was produced by Brandon Riley Miller, who does my show, Carell Life in Segments, and examines a family dealing with marijuana in a small town. HiTheSeries.com. Go watch it now. Hey, if you want your phone to be hotter than a Samsung 7 and a carry-on luggage, too soon, then get my app, the CarellCast app. It's for iOS, it's for Android, it's for your phone or your iPad or device to make it a whole lot smarter at the App Store of your choice.
You're listening to The Carell Show. Carell.
So true, this is the CarellCast. I am Carell. Charles Raymond Carell Boulay II. Welcome to the after show where all bets are off. We can say or do whatever the hell we want. In the chat room at reallycarell.com, Denise says, people are starving and homeless. I just want to cry thinking about it, but not letting 45 and his crew break me down. Right, that's, you know, that's where we're at. We are in dire straits, a lot of us in this country, and there has to be a ton of money. Our government has to have more money than it needs if it can spend $60,000. Because my mama, see, the government needs to be like my mama and my daddy. How many of you think the government needs to be like your mama and your daddy? How many? Because there would be no going to Mar-a-Lago, okay? If there was a $14 trillion deficit, and there is, okay, and I were the president, and my mama were the head of the Treasury, my mama would be like, bitch, you ain't going to, where are you going? You are too dead. I stay home now. How many of you go to movies? No. How many of you go to restaurants that much? No. How many of you go out to nightclubs now and go dancing or go see a jazz act or something? No. Why? Money, money, money. Our asses are broke, so we got to sit our asses home. So should he, because his ass is broke. I seen his, you know, we've seen his filings. That mofo is broke. He needs to sit his ass home like broke people do. Because my mom would be like, you going where? Mara, what? You going to spend how much on golf carts? I don't think so. Get your ass back in here and sit down. Oh, yes. Your son's going to Euro what? And he's going to spend how much on hotels? And we got a 14 train. Get your motherfucking ass back in here and sit down. That's what my mama would say. Okay? So this whole notion that we're going to be talking about deficits. I don't care about the deficit. We can print money. Truly. Why are we worried about the national debt? We can print money, okay? The federal government has the ability. Oh, but if they printed enough to pay off their debt, it would destabilize the economy. Oh, well, economy seems pretty destable to me anyway. You mean it would destabilize the rich economy? Oh, okay. Because we wouldn't feel it. We wouldn't. Oh, we're in debt. Print some money. We can print money. People act like the federal government can't print money. It can. We don't have any debt. How can you have debt when you can print money? That's the craziest fucking thing I've ever heard right there, too. We have a national debt, but we have a treasury that can print money. That's like saying I am out of flyers, but I own a Xerox machine. Right, Ember? Oh, stretchy. Stretchy, Ember. Oh, stretchy. Belly. Getting the belly rub. Get a belly rub. That's what she's getting. Yes, I'm sorry. I can't print any more flyers. Of course, I own a Xerox machine. Right. I'm hungry, says the person sitting in the restaurant. That's exactly right. I'm hungry, and I own a restaurant, but I ain't going to eat. The United States saying it's in debt is like a restaurant owner saying he's hungry. We can print money, okay? We can also just wipe out debts. We can say, oh, no, you don't owe that to us anymore. We don't owe that to you anymore. You over here, we're just going to settle for 10 cents on the dollar. Yeah, we can do all kinds of things, but we don't. Because them telling you we're in debt makes them be able to tell you we have to cut back everything. See, we got a $14 trillion deficit. Uh-huh. And until you stop that motherfucker from having $60,000 in golf carts, I ain't cutting shit. We ain't cutting Medicare. We ain't cutting anything. We ain't cutting any kind of social programs until you stop your commander-in-chief and sit his ass at home. Period. We ain't cutting Medicare, Medi-Cal. We ain't cutting nothing. Why? Because there's plenty of money. If we can cart him and 18 of his ratty-infested children all over the place, 18 family members we're going to pay to basically support and to care for and to protect, then we're going to tell you that your family member ain't even worth a tooth extraction? Hell to the no. I'm just done. Done with it. Yes, let's print some money. Let's just print some. Because all they want to do is give tax breaks to the rich. They're going to be like, oh, we in debt. We are so far in debt, we've got to have tax reform. And what does that mean? Let's make the rich pay less. These people, they need to just go. My God, there needs to be a meteor strike in Washington, D.C. that's very targeted. And this meteor should just take out him, the cabinet, and half the Senate and half the Congress. Really. A very targeted meteor. Not like on that show, Lone Survivor, or so-and-so, whatever, where Kiefer Sutherland. No, not quite like that. More targeted, where it takes out just half of Congress, half of the Senate, and the executive, and the cabinet, and five of the Supreme Court. A very targeted meteor. A sinkhole. I just saw one in the news. Opened right up, and a motorcycle went right into it. Oh, it's horrible. But a sinkhole would be good. Just swallow them all up, because they got to go. Yeah, JFK, yeah, he printed money, and that's how we got him, right? Yeah, that lasted long, didn't he? Okay, so we're doing the after show. Can we give some news? Want to do some? I haven't even looked at the news today. I've looked at Alexa. Oh, my God, I got Alexa. How many of you have Alexa? How many of you have that Amazon Alexa thing? Oh, my God in heaven. Raise your hands. It was on sale for $39, so how many of you have one? I got one for $39, and oh, my God, changed my life. It's Alexa is a glimpse of life as it should be. And I mean that. Alexa is a glimpse of what we should be living in right now. It is a glimpse of what we thought we'd be living in right now, okay? All I can say is this is the stuff that we should be talking about. It's the stuff we should be, I mean, this is life. You know what? I walked out this morning, got up from bed, walked out to the kitchen to feed Ember. I said, Alexa, put on some classical. And she did, through my Sonos. I have her hooked into my Sonos. And then I said, Alexa, what's the weather? She told me. And then I said, Alexa, could I hear some NPR? And she put it on. Then after I fed Ember, I wanted to hear just headlines. I said, Alexa, what's the news? She told me the headlines. I asked her what my schedule was today. She told me. I mean, this thing is the bomb. And if you hook up other things to it, your stove, refrigerator, your lights, whatever, it'll activate all them too. So why isn't, I mean, this is what we should be exploring. This is the stuff that's going to make our lives easier. You know, Alexa, start the washing machine. And she'd be able, I mean, this is the kind of stuff. Opening an app, Alexa, you know, you're at the grocery store. How many of you at the grocery store wish you could turn on your oven when you were at the grocery store? How many? Raise your hands. How many of you have been shopping and you think, damn, if I could just preheat my oven? Alexa could. You could log right on and say, Alexa, start the oven at 350. And she would. So this is the thing, you know, that is the bomb. Now, she's listening to me all the time. I realize now she is basically recording everything I say, that Amazon now knows everything going on in my house. How do I know? They subpoenaed Alexa records in a murder trial because she's always listening. And you want to know the biggest fault with this Alexa thing that's driving me crazy? It can't do 24-hour time. Why on earth can't that device do 24-hour time? It cannot do 20. That is the most ridiculous fucking thing I've ever heard. It cannot do 24-hour time. What the hell is wrong with Alexa? Come on. Why can't you guys do? I'm so sick of 12-hour time, having to ask people AM or PM. Because I don't do it. I do 24-hour time. For me right now, it is 12:49. But in a few hours, it'll be like 14:49. I don't use 12-hour time. 12-hour time is stupid. It's dumb. Only an American would think 12-hour time is smart. It's not. It's dumb. Because then there's 2 6 o'clocks, 2 8 o'clocks, 2 9. That's dumb. 24-hour time. That makes sense. Metric. I use it. I know this morning I asked Alexa what temperature it was, and she said, it's 16 degrees. And Steve said, how are you supposed to know how hot that is? I said, it's about 65. He said, how do you know that? I said, because I know the math. You times it by 9, divide it by 5, and add 32. He looked at me like his head hurt. I said, what? He said, you actually do that in your head every time? I said, yeah. Like if it said it was 16 degrees. So 6 times 9 is 54. You put the 4 down, you carry the 5. That's 144. You divide that by 5, and you get 24 and change, and you add 32, and you've got 56. So it's about 57 degrees. It's not that hard. Multiply by 9, divide by 5, add 32. Not that hard. Just like kilometers, times everything by 0.6. That's it, 0.6. 1 mile, 0.6 kilometers. 10 miles, 6.2 kilometers. 120 miles, 72 kilometers. Just times it by 0.6. Not that hard. So I use 24-hour time, kilometers, centimeters, all that. And I don't know why you guys don't, and I don't know why Alexa doesn't. It upset me when I said, Alexa, change to 24-hour time. She's like, I don't know what you mean. I said, tell the time in 24-hour time. I'm sorry, there's no skill for that. They call skills apps. Their apps are called skills. So then I said, well, give me the recipe for mayonnaise. And she said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to open the all recipe skill. And I said, well, then open the all recipe skill. I almost had a fight with my Alexa first thing out. Me and her almost had a fight. I'm like, well, then open the all recipe skill. So she did. Well, then she goes, would you like me to open the all recipe skill? I said, yes, I just told you. Now, let's not get this relationship off to a bad start, Alexa, okay? When I speak, you got to listen. So I asked her for the mayonnaise recipe, and then she gave it to me. Because I didn't know if it was 1 cup of oil and how many egg yolks versus cups of oil. I didn't know. Was it 1 egg yolk and 3/4 cup of oil? Was it 2 egg yolks and 1 cup of oil? How much mustard was it? How much vinegar was it? I knew it was mustard, vinegar, and oil and eggs. That's all that's in. Because I'm in this whole unprocessed your food thing now. Like, I just got a Greek yogurt maker from Amazon for free. Free. Zero. They charge me zero for it. And it makes Greek yogurt out of 5 cups of milk. Now, how many of you know the ingredients to Greek yogurt? How many? In the chat room, how many ingredients are in Greek yogurt? Take a guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many ingredients are in Greek yogurt? How many? Anybody? 5, 7, 2, 3, 8, 10. What? How many? Come on. How many? Well. 2. Okay. Only if I look at the container. Uh-huh. Exactly. Joe says 2. Joe, you're wrong. Well, maybe 4, Denise says. You're wrong, too. You know what the ingredients of Greek yogurt are? Milk. That's it. Milk. That's all. Then you do need to add some live bacteria cultures. So you can either get them from another cup of yogurt, which is just milk, or you can buy the starter pack of bacteria. So technically it's milk and bacteria, but that's not really an ingredient. So it's just milk. That's it. Do you know how you make Greek yogurt? I'm not making this up. Here's how you make Greek yogurt. You take 5 cups of milk and bring them to 180 degrees, not boiling, 180 degrees. You take it off the stove and you put it in an ice bath and cool it to 110 degrees. When it's cooled to 110 degrees, you put in 1/2 cup of yogurt with active bacteria in it. The ones at the store that say probiotic. So you put that in there and mix it up. You put it in your yogurt maker for 8 to 11 hours. You come back, and if you want regular yogurt, you're done. Stir it, you're done. If you want Greek yogurt, put it in the strainer and strain it for about 2 to 3 hours so all the whey liquid comes out of it and makes a thicker yogurt. And that's all Greek yogurt is. The whole mystery of Greek yogurt is that yogurt is strained. That's it. Greek yogurt is strained, as in through a strainer. Regular yogurt is not. That is the only difference. Same ingredients, same everything. Regular yogurt, not strained. Greek yogurt, strained. That's the only difference. Period. That's it. That's it. That's the only difference. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a new form of cooking that you might be hearing about. And I'm going to tell you why it's just a big crock of shit, as my mom used to say. Yes, if you're a chef, you know of this form of cooking. And yes, if you're a chef, you use this form of cooking. But if you're a person at home, you are never going to use this form of cooking. I'll tell you what it is when I come back. Oh, yes. Any of you know?
Whether it's how to support your family cooking on $15 a day or what's up in the world of pets, technology, travel, leisure, politics, it's all on Life in Segments, my weekly TV show. Go to lifeinsegments.com right now, lifeinsegments.com. Hey, you know what? I'm giving you everything from the show, the YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it for free in the Karelcast app. Just go to the app store of your choice and download the Karelcast app, Android, iOS. It's yours for free now. It is the Karelcast. I am Karel, almost out of here. And I got to tell you, you know, we were talking about in the last segment about Alexa and how marvelous she is, and then about cooking and different things. There's this new technology, which is old technology, sweeping the country. Everybody's cooking this way. And they're selling these expensive ways to do this form of cooking. And they're making all these promises. Oh, your family's going to love it. All your meals are going to be so easy now. It's all great. Okay. It is called sous vide. Okay. S-O-U-S, sous, which means prep, vide, V-I-D-E. Okay. And what is sous vide? It's cooking in water, or basically a boiling bag, which never did catch on, okay? Remember, they were trying to push boiling bag stuff like in the 80s? Instead of TV dinners, instead of putting it in the microwave, you boiled it, you took it out, and it was a bag, and you put it in hot water, and then you emptied that bag, and that was your meal. How many of you remember boiling bags? So they're telling these people that if you get these sous vide machines, which keep the water at a certain level, that you will just cook fail-proof everything, okay? Now, let me tell you. First of all, if you cook a chicken breast sous vide, it's going to be pretty non-appetizing looking, you know? You have to do something else to it, meaning fry it or broil it or something. The same with steaks. You can get a perfectly rare steak cooked sous vide. Absolutely. You set it for the exact temperature you want the middle to be. You put it in there. It'll never heat up over that. It'll be perfectly medium rare when you get home. Okay, so that's a great thing. You can put a steak in there in the morning, come home that night, it is medium rare. Okay, it is. So that's the great thing about sous vide, is that you can set the timers and all that. But you're not going to want to eat much of the food that comes out of it unless you do other stuff to it. Because it really is boiling bag. That's what it is. And food is not really meant to be boiled in a bag to be heated unless it's like a stew or a soup or a vegetable. Those sorts of things do very well sous vide, but it's for protein. It's for fish. Let me rephrase. It does fish really well, okay? But so can you. Turn on your stove, get a thermometer, boil the water to whatever temperature you want it to be, turn the gas right there so it stays at that temperature, and voila, you've got sous vide. You don't need $1,500. Breville is selling a sous vide hot plate for $1,500. Yep. And now that Tasty, you know all those Facebook recipes you see from Tasty, and they're always done on a hot plate? Well, now Tasty is selling a sous vide hot plate, $400. Because these young yuppies and these young kids think that suddenly boiling something in a pot of water is new. Oh my God. See, that's the chefs are sitting back laughing hysterically. Yes, sous vide is handy. Yes, you can cook marvelous things in it. And if you're a chef, you can usually, or just a good cook, meaning I think all good cooks are chefs. If you're a good cook, you can create in it to your heart's content, and it should be in every kitchen if you're a serious, serious cook. I mean, serious. But if you're just an everyday person looking for solutions for your everyday cooking, don't bother with the sous vide, because we're going to tell you, oh, you can put this in before work and come in. Uh-uh, don't bother. Get the number one thing I use in my kitchen. How many of you, in the chat room, before we go, 30 seconds. The air fryer, too, is kind of a fad. How many of you, I have a device in my kitchen that I will no longer live without. It's from Cuisinart, and I won't live without it. How many of you know what it is? I use it almost every day. How many, what do you think it is? I use it almost every day. What do you think it is? Anybody? A pressure cooker. My electric pressure cooker. I use it every day. And now I'm eating a lot more beans. toot, 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 toot. Bye.
You know, when I say the Carell Show needs you, I'm not joking. We are supported through Patreon. Patreon is this great website where you can go and you can pledge however much per month to the show that you feel we deserve. $4.99 is recommended, but you can give more. Go to reallycarell.com and just click. You know, anytime you're feeling down and feel like you can't reach your goal, I want you to go to lifeinsegments.com, where you'll find 3 seasons of my TV show from Free Speech TV. Now, everyone told me that show wasn't going to happen, but now there's 3 seasons of it there for you at lifeinsegments.com. Believe!